they're both teachers. They're retired now, but you would, I know somebody else that you'd love to talk to, the sisters, Addie and Mary.
I'm, today, let's see, I get those names down. Are they both, are they all natives of the Four County?
Well, now, that, the girl's mother was the local historian, and she always said that she could not find any record that showed where another white child was born in the county right after the county was made. Other than my mother, she always had told my mother that she was the first. She was, I think, around Mama's age.
I ain't seeing here where they happened to them niggas, and that's quoting the niggas. Now, down there on my place, I hear them still call each other niggas. Now, I never did do that, and I never did. My papa would have jumped on me that little more for that nigga to one of them. But they've called each other that all the time.
That's interesting. What do white men jokingly call each other, or perhaps not jokingly? What about this word peckerwood?
I don't think they say that.
is that a fighting term?
It's an expression, peckerwood, redneck.
In Georgia, if a man calls another man a cracker, it's a joke. It's just a kind of sign of affection.
It is very often here.
If
you say it behind somebody's back, well, it's...
Yeah, that's right. Something else.
I know I had two good friends, Jack Rabbit. I forget what the other fellow's name. Anyway, went to a fight down here in Greenwood. They used to have a fight every once a week or so. He came down here and about asked him who the other fellow was, talking about Mr. Bass, and he said, "Oh, he just a country fellow, lived out slow." He heard him say it, wow, they hit it. Talking about calling each other. They separated around there, and they kind of made up, went on to the fight, came back out, the man said he got the thing, but he hauled off and hit him again. So you could get by sometime with being called a redneck or peck of wood, and you won't with somebody else call you on that.
There's a new country club out here, and they call that the redneck country club. They call themselves that, if anybody else calls them that, they're high.
He's so good.
A farmer around here organized one, and I got one. And what club do you belong to? Oh, the Redneck Club, you know?
I see. What would a Negro call a white man if he looked down on him?
He looked down.
A redneck.
He called him Mr. Smith.
I see.
He better call it away. Which way he looked at him?
But I mean, to each other, I wonder, what did you ever hear of this word Hoosier, country Hoosier?
I've heard him call somebody a peck.
A what?
A peck.
Peck?
Peck.
Heard him laughing about calling him, about cussing the boss out. Called him all kind of names. The nigga came back and all beat up me and said, "I called him that too. Look what happened to me." He said, "Yeah, well, you damn fool. I was on the backside of the place when I called him that."
I see.
No, he more or less showed him a little respect regardless. And to his face.
The bird itself, do whites call refer to the bird as peckerwood or woodpecker or
the bird?
Yes.
Peckerwood, I guess.
No, I always say woodpecker.
There you are. Thank you, John.
I see.